Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Daniel Shea, good morning. How are you?
Very well, and yourself, Howard?
I am good, thank you. Well, what are you going to tell me in 2 minutes? What's happening with the strike?
So there is a public sector strike today, but it's primarily going to be affecting staff at Home Affairs, Informal Transport, and Border Control. So the city itself isn't going to really see much of an effect of the strike.
Right, so we shouldn't feel it, but if you are going to try and go to, it's hard to tell the difference at Home Affairs, isn't it? How would we know if they're on strike?
There might not be someone coming to tell you that you can't stand in the queue.
Okay, good. So that's our way of knowing. That's because I'm really not sure how else we're going to tell. The other question, of course, is a few days ago we were told there's a vote of no confidence coming up this Friday. Then we were told there isn't one. Now I'm reading that there is one. What on earth is going on?
So I think the minority parties are still pushing a vote of no confidence, but the balance of power has definitely shifted in the last couple of days, thanks to the mayoral election in Ekurhuleni. We can see where things are standing. So there's a big fallout between the ANC and EFF, and I don't see them collaborating on much in the near future. So even if there is a motion of confidence, we're pretty confident it won't go through.
Okay, so you're confident in the no confidence. That is where we leave it. Daniel Shea, thank you. Unfortunately, only got hold of you with a minute and a half, so that wasn't, we couldn't really go into too much detail, but that's just a very quick update on both of those issues. It is 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.